Good evening, everyone, and welcome to those who are guests with us this evening. We're blessed that you have come to celebrate Holy Mass with us. Always welcome at the cathedral. So I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, this is the last Sunday of the church's year. Next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, when we begin again the great drama of the Christian year. Sunday, the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, really is the church's take, quite simply, on how the world really works. Perhaps more than previous solemnities of Christ the King, this year is a time to put him back to where he belongs, in the center. Christ the King whose care for God's people is exquisite. It's the foundation of all of our belief. Christ shepherds us the same today as yesterday. We'll do the same tomorrow. If we commit to the one abiding theme that has been revealed to us, the dignity and value of every human person, every man, every woman, and every child, to raise them up to the dignity as they are made in the image and likeness of God. And at the core of the mystery of our faith is that there is a sacrificial heart at the very center of all things. And at times, this vision will trip us up, seem to turn everything we thought about divine desire and human appetites, turn them upside down. It's Christ the King, as we heard, is about contradictions and opposites. All a dizzying reality of the effect Christ and his kingdom can have on us and on our world. What we heard is about the beginning and the end, the sacrifice and delight, the reign of Christ and the reign of terror, eternal life, eternal punishment, rich and poor, hungry and fed, naked and clothed, slavery and freedom, all seen and heard from the King who reigns. But reigns not with a crown, or even a cabinet of experts. Christ the King reigns from the Holy Cross. And for me in particular, for this feast, the solemnity of Christ the King, my main worry for us now is that what I might call lockdown Christianity or internet Christianity more generally risks becoming a purely isolated practice where we can eventually opt for privacy over public, solitary over social. As it seems at times, this pandemic has placed Christ in the shadows and fear in the limelight. Maybe you are the same, maybe not. I know I need God more now than ever. There's a real danger that our faith loses its relational aspect. We forget that not only are we called to do good things, not just to add our voices to the campaign for them, but that we also forget that we are called not just to be good, but also to be holy. To be ruled by Christ the King is essential to the life of a Christian. One of the reasons we celebrate this great solemnity of Christ the King at the end of the liturgical year is to remind us that Jesus Christ is the end of our lives. By baptism, Christians have been incorporated into his body. The task of our lives is to cooperate with His grace, such that it will transform our intellect, our will, our passions. This is what it means for Christ to be truly King. It's not about primarily laws, statutes, but about each of us being ruled by Jesus, such that we become like Him. The very poignant Gospel of St. Matthew. It's easy to read His Gospel as being simply about the duty of Christians to minister to the poor, to carry out the corporal works of mercy. We can miss that it is phrased in profoundly relational terms. Importance, at the end of the day, of feeding the hungry or clothing the naked in each instance is because this action is being done to Christ Himself. Not just about a general obligation to feed the poor, although you don't have to look far in the Gospels to find that obligation. In fact, you don't even have to read past the Old Testament to find it. The importance of St. Matthew's Gospel is that it is being done in each case to Christ Himself. And this has at least a couple of implications. First, it says something about the possibility of salvation. And secondly, it says something about the promises of God. But it also poses a very real question to me. If I care about the salvation of others, am I helping them to see Christ in what I say and in what I do? It's really obvious, we seem to be in a critical time, not only for our country, but also the world at large. It may be easier to trust others to solve the monumental problems that are a part of our life these days. But I also wonder, because the gospel at times can turn our world topsy-turvy, maybe it's a blessing. It's a blessing in disguise. Because the time we find ourselves in now can force us to choose a life that we would not have opted for otherwise. So the crunch may help us discern what is important, what we truly need, and let go of the rest that keeps us from that tender, loving relationship with God, Christ, and with one another. The time we live in now may just be God's way of reminding us there's still time. Don't waste it. Don't blow it. Place Christ the King back where He belongs. So perhaps our concern this Advent, as we look forward to next Sunday, really should not be so much about that old cliche of putting Christ back in Christmas, but rather this year might be more important for us about putting Christ back in Christians.